26, 2005. Hey, this is Script 200, and you know what? I have the little rubber dealie on my move over here, so I'm going to remove it so we don't get a whole bunch of crackles. So hold on a second here. But pretty much are all the same anyway, so. Here we go with that! You know, it's kind of funny, one of the subs that I've seen, actually, this is not the same. Never been on a set list, and, probably one of the most requested songs for us to do. And, I find it kind of funny. It's, the set list there kind of, making sure that they get enough exposure in their set list, the songs that they sing. I'm basically not gonna go there. It's not worth it. It does kind of piss me off sometimes, but I don't care. I should get her. I should get her out of the way. Whoa, what's going on up here? I'm at the... What the hell? Is this the Ashland? No, this is the Greenwood exit. Just past the Greenwood exit, there's some construction. Not sure what I'm going to do tonight. It's, you know, the other day I said it was about 78. It's about 78 today, but it's not a humid, so I'm just sweating the hell off today. And, it's actually kind of nice. It was a little chilly this morning, and I can't remember if it rained. Yesterday it rained on the way, or the way back. One way or the other it rained. I think it was on the way home. It rained for me, so I imagine my lawn will shoot up now. It's gotten a little bit of water. I'll have to mow that. Hopefully I can make it till Saturday. I've been doing it on Fridays, but I don't think I'm going to do it this Friday. Unless I do it tonight. I could do it tonight. I might do that. I'll have to see what my wife has got plans for tonight. If she's got plans to eat out or what. We've already had our 1 week out eat out. I think we did that on Monday. So, well, I have to see how that all works out. Boy, I don't know what's going on here. The traffic's kind of busy today on the interstate. I think it's called the Overnighter, that podcast. I was actually listening to it this afternoon, and the guy was taste testing energy drinks on there, and it was actually kind of funny. He was talking about a berry after taste and different flavors. It was like he was, he was pretty serious about what he was doing there. Let's see, what else? You know, I listened to the Twisted Pickle today, the new episode out, and I think the file dropped out on me towards the end there. I heard him go to the store with his iRiver and return some movies and then come back home and said something about cigarettes, and his wife were talking about cigarettes, and that's about all I can remember of that podcast. Trucker Tom had a good podcast. I don't know if it was from the 24th or the 25th, what day it was exactly, but he went to go see the Star Wars movie in, just outside of Denver there, Aurora, Colorado, and he missed his bus. He took the bus from the truck stop out to the mall. And then from the mall back to the truck stop, it was pretty late, and he plain missed the bus. I don't know exactly what happened then. I think he was standing on the wrong side of the road, and So he worked quite a bit to get to somewhere that he could actually get some sort of cash. He didn't have cash to call a cab. So he did find us. He did find us. This is when a farmland truck with a picture on the side of the trailer of Paul Bacon. Anyway, he called a cab, he got some change, and he got some money, and got a chance to call a cab, and he got back safely, so it was good to hear that he got out of his situation there. It was actually kind of exciting. It was real, well, it was real, I guess. That's about as reality as you can get there. Just went by the, I guess this is the Ashland exit. Going past Mahoney State Park here, and Beth was telling me, gal I work with, that they have some sort of a dinner theater thing at Mahoney, and I don't know if it's this weekend, or every weekend, or, you know, series, or what. They have some sort of a play or skits or something, you're encouraged to throw, I guess, tomatoes or popcorn or whatever, boo and hiss, and kind of have a hoot at it. And I think she was wanting to know if I wanted to do a double date with my wife and myself and herself and her boyfriend to that thing this weekend sometime. And I kind of backed away from that for the fact that it's a holiday weekend, and Mahoney State Park is probably one of the top destinations in Nebraska as far as, you know, camping or state park type activities. It's probably number one out there. You know, what I would like to do, though, is still would like to go to the Air and Space Museum right there next to it. I've been to it several times, probably two or three times. Well, it was located in Bellevue, actually right on the base there. It was on, actually that plane sitting on the tarmac, actually a runway that they don't use anymore. And you actually could look inside the planes. They were, I guess you would say they were shuttered up. I don't know exactly where I remember hearing this, but some of those planes that were not completely taken out of service, as far as, you know, a model of a plane or a helicopter, aircraft, I should say, that within a few hours they could get those aircraft operational again if they had to, if, you know, a national emergency or whatnot. So anyway, yeah, that all had been moved over to this place out by Ashland. And Ashland is about 20 miles away from about where I live. It's actually about a halfway point. Actually coming up on another exit here that would also take you to Ashland. It's a called different exit. I took that one yesterday. I just basically didn't want to deal with the construction zone here on the interstate. About half of my drive is constructions, so I have to slow down. I have to be a little more aware of what I'm doing and stuff like that. So, oh boy, I got a van ahead of me with a trailer full of crap on it, and I don't want any of that crap coming off that trailer and hitting me, so I have no idea. It looks like somebody went to an auction and there's a bunch of boxes sitting on this trailer, and it looks like they're kind of strapped down, but not really. But I have a police car behind me. He's got like an exercise, it's like exercise equipment. Power Boards is what it's called. Let's see what he's got on his... Thought he had something on the side of his van. He didn't. I don't know what the hell that was. I think that's an Iowa plate. Who knows? You'd be amazed what you see out here on the interstate every day. So a few weeks back, there was a couple car fires on the interstate within 15, 20 miles of one another. And on top of that, there was an accident on, you know. So I got on the interstate, drove by the one car fire, and I was listening to the CB. And I decided to get off the next exit because I heard of all the trouble that was coming up, and I just didn't want to deal with it. Actually, there was two accidents and two car fires. No, there was three. There's three different accidents. One over by Lincoln, one before the Gretna exit, and one between the Gretna exit and the 439 and 438 exit. And then there was a car fire just outside of Lincoln, and then there was another one. I think they said the 423 or in that neighborhood, which is... Well, what's this here? Is this the 423? It's the 432. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 423, there's a rest stop there, 423. Oh. Yeah, yesterday, I've been thinking about doing some sort of vacation, actually going somewhere now that the baby is, old enough, hopefully, to travel somewhat well. I can see in the car going to adventures with him. I think he'd go bananas and so would everyone else. But I'm thinking, 2, 3, maybe 4 hours. And some of the things that are that far away are like Kansas City, Des Moines, you could go to Sioux City. There's not much there to really mess with. But there is the Great Lakes, Iowa, which is Lake Okoboji is one of them, and there's like Spirit Lake, Iowa, Storm Lake, Iowa. I think it's Spirit Lake. And I was talking to a guy at, he's probably up there right now. I was going there this weekend with his family, and they rented out a resort, and it's a pretty good time they have to get some meals, and, or not meals, some foods and some drinks out of the deal, and pretty much, water equipment and watercraft and stuff like that you can sign up for. I gotta get around this truck. Yeah, second or third truck flatbed that I've seen today with military vehicles on it. Wonder what that's all about. They were going west. Why would they be going west with military vehicles? Possibly be... That's cool. This guy's got a little plaque with a flame coming on it, and it's chromed and part of it's etched and part of it's polished. That's really kind of a neat little effect they had there. Tell you what, the traffic today is just really bad. Here's the same spot again where that accident was. Car on the side of the road with the flashers on it. Looks like it's a rental, or not a rental, but somebody's test driving it or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, I think I'm about 20 minutes in here, and about to my exit. I'll let you guys go, and see you again next time. This is Audio On Demand, Chris 200. Catch you later.